Welcome to Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Davey Lopes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Lake. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Fontenot. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Fontenot. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Samuel. Batting second. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Schmidt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ozzie Virgil. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Russell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Steve Jeltz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Denny. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, John Denny. And now, play ball. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg bunts towards the mound. Denny fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatcher moves to third. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Shue. Hatcher scores. Matthews moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Cubs. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Matthews moves to third. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes takes first base on ball four. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Denny fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel strikes out. One out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner juggles the ball. That's an error on Hebner. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt strikes out. There goes Shue. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fontenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fontenot hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Denny fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Fontenot moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-0 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil takes first base on ball 4. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Virgil moves to second. John Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Virgil moves to third. One out. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeltz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fontenot fields it and throws to second for the out. Virgil scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeltz moves to second. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davy Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lopes hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards third. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue is 0-for-1 in the game. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer misplays the ball. That's an error on Bauer. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shue moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shue moves to third. Schmidt moves to second. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Virgil strikes out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schmidt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. One out. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lake strikes out. Two outs. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Fontenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fontenot is 0 for 1 in the game. Fontenot hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schmidt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fontenot for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. John Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeltz is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jeltz bunts towards the mound. Fontenot fields it and throws to first for the out. Russell moves to second. One out. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Denny hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fontenot fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Samuel hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hatcher strikes out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeltz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue is 0 for 2 in the game. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Lopes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lopes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lopes moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel fields it and throws to second for the out. Lopes moves to third. One out. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lake bunts towards the mound. Denny fields it and throws to first for the out. Lopes scores. Hebner moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowa takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fontenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fontenot is 0 for 2 in the game. Fontenot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeltz is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jeltz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hatcher strikes out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Virgil and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Lopes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lopes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeltz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Luis Aguayo pinch hits for John Denny. Luis Aguayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 3 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Samuel moves to second. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Samuel moves to third. Shaw moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer catches it and throws to second to double up Shaw. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Carmen now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say pinch hits for Richie Hebner. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say strikes out. One out. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lake strikes out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ron Say now playing third base. Lee Smith now pitching. Chris Spear now playing shortstop. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Virgil strikes out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maddox strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gross pinch hits for John Russell. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Gross now playing left field. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear strikes out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hatcher. The throw from Virgil, and Schmidt drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatcher tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 4 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing left field. Von Hayes pinch hits for Steve Jeltz. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Thomas pinch hits for Don Carmen. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 4 in the game. Samuel strikes out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Rick Shue. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Dave Rucker pinch runs for Tim Corcoran. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Schmidt strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia.